The next edition of the PBS series Frontline, called Secret Daughter, tells the story of one of its own producer's family tree. June Cross is the biracial daughter of a white woman named Norma Storch and an African-American man named Jimmy Cross, who was half of the comedy and music team Stump and Stumpy. June's parents never married. In fact, after their relationship broke up in the late 50s when June was about 5, June's mother gave her away to be raised by an African-American couple in Atlantic City. On her Frontline documentary, June confronts her mother with questions that have always plagued her. The mother also has some questions for June.
When did you ever see yourself as black? When did that first realization come? Because you were with me until you were almost 5 and brought up in an entirely white world, had no restrictions on you whatsoever. We were living in a beautiful apartment. We had plenty of money.
Well, let's see. I don't know. There's a number of memories that get mushed together. Well, the memorable time that this is kind of frozen in my memory is one time when we were taking a bubble
bath. Once when I was about 7 or 8, I was visiting my mother, and we were taking a bubble bath. She looked at me and said that if I had not grown darker as I grew older, I could have stayed with her. That moment is frozen in time. My mother's bamboo-colored skin, my toffee-colored hand, her straight auburn hair, my tight black curls, the white bubbles falling in my eyes.
June Cross spent her childhood shuttling back and forth between two different worlds. For most of the year, she lived with the African-American couple who brought her up, Peggy and Paul Bush. But she spent her summers in California with her mother and her mother's husband, the actor Larry Storch, best known for his role in F-Troop. I spoke with June Cross and her mother, Norma Storch. I asked June about the difference between those two worlds.
I don't think I looked at it as black and white when I was growing up. It was my mother's house and Peggy's house, and Mom was just much more, I felt much more free-spirited when I was with my mom. She'd always been a lot, probably Peggy would have said I was too, I wasn't disciplined enough, you know. So Peggy wanted to kind of heel me in and bring me, you know, put me on a structure, and, you know, there was a schedule that I was supposed to, you know, get up at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time, eat 3 meals a day, and, you know, look just so. And Mom was much more, it was a much looser environment, you know. So I kind of going to see Mom was like playtime. I kind of likened it to being a joint custody child, you know. I get to go see Daddy, you know, when some joint custody children kind of talk about their fathers always giving them whatever they want, and, you know. So going to see Mom was like that, you know. And, but then, you know, Peggy's house was where I lived and grew up and went to school. And, you know, so all of the structure and things that children, you know, as I've gotten older, realized children really do need, I got from her. And then the kind of encouragement and a broadening of mind that I could not have gotten in the black community in Atlantic City, I got from Mom and Larry. And they also, it wasn't just school holidays. And Mom would write me letters and postcards like 2 or 3. Sometimes I'd get 2 or 3 a day. And she called me fairly often. I would go, you know, if they were anywhere nearby and I was within, you know, like a traveling distance, I'd go see them. So it wasn't, you know, just holidays or vacations. It was a much more fluid arrangement. And Peggy and Norma had a wonderful correspondence that I was able to get hold of once Peggy died. It was just, I mean, the record of the letters that passed between them on how to raise me, it was really remarkable. I really was a joint project, you know. Peggy would describe to Mom problems she was having with, you know, raising me, or, you know, what she wanted me to wear, whatever, and Norma would write back, well, I think you should do this, or maybe we should do that, and what do you think about this? And so it really was I was a shared vision from both of them.
Norma, what were some of your fears as a white woman with a daughter who is half African-American, born outside of marriage? What were your concerns for her, and what were your concerns for yourself?
Well, it seems like both of us were at an absolute dead end. I mean, things were getting worse with June, with people, you know, turning around and looking at us on the street or making remarks, things of that sort. And as far as I was concerned, the relationships that I'd been involved with, both of them were terminated when they found out that I had a black daughter. It's very hard to get, you know, a guy to understand this when you have a black child. It We were just, I was living in two different worlds, and I couldn't ever see at that time that I'd be able to put the two of them together. I mean, when I put June with Peggy, which was a black family, to raise her, she was a little flower, and she blossomed in this milieu. I think if she had been with me, she would have had so many more problems. We would have been segregated. I'm sure she would have hated it as time went on, and so would I. It just was problems.
June, do you agree with that? And do you think of yourself as a flower that blossomed when you went to live with the couple who adopted you?
Yeah. Well, I think I was still a bud, even before I left to go live with them.
Well, they didn't adopt her.
They didn't adopt her.
No.
No, well, I went to live, yeah, I understand what you meant. I'm sorry. I was kind of, I used so many words for what happened here. I went to live with Peggy and Paul. Yeah, I remember that there was a petition in the building where we lived in New York to kick us out because a white woman living with a black child offended some sense of moral standards that these other people in the building had. And I remember one guy slammed the front door on my hand one time, said he wasn't going to... I had asked him to hold the door open because it was too heavy for me. And, you know, he said he wasn't going to hold the door for any damn nigger. And I was like 4 years old or something like that. And so, I mean, I could see where, you know, Mom just felt that it wasn't going to get any better. I mean, you know, who knew there was going to be a civil rights movement in 1958? You know, I mean, it hadn't happened yet. And she delivered me to a family that was, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, probably, you know, more highly educated than the one she came from. You know, it was certainly, you know, Peggy was a very educated woman, and, you know, the Gregory family that I came to know through them, who I adopted as kind of my play cousins and aunts and uncles, were like third and fourth Harvard-educated folks. So I do think she did the best thing in the final analysis.
June, you ask your mother a question that I imagine was very hard to ask, and I'm thinking of the question, well, why didn't you just abort me when you got pregnant? Mm-hmm. Was it hard to ask that? Is that something you had wanted to ask for a long time?
Yeah, I think so. It's probably somewhere in the back of my mind. Although, you know, I mean, a lot of people have asked me about this because of the answer that Mom gives me in the film. You know, I say, well, you know, if I had been aborted, I wouldn't be here, so it's a... it's a hard. I didn't feel any particular pain upon hearing the answer back that it was a problem. You know, that she didn't have enough money. Therefore, I'm here.
She didn't have enough
harder,
money for an
I guess,
abortion.
To ask it. Right. It was probably harder just to ask it because I guess I think if it was that hard a problem to try to figure out how to raise me, then that I think that was where the, you know, well, why not just like solve the problem before it ever got started, you know? But it was, I didn't understand what the money problems were at that time in her life.
Norma, was it hard to be asked that question? Is that a question you never wanted to be asked?
No, because a lot of couples, you know, mixed couples have children that come out that are white. I mean, you know, I really hoped that June would be white, and she was white when she was born anyway. I mean, she was gorgeous. I thought, oh, this is fantastic. You know, I'll be able to keep her with me all the time. It's wonderful.
I'm still gorgeous.
But as Peggy said,
yeah, June, how do you feel about that? You were gorgeous when you were white. I don't think, Norma, that's not what you really meant to say, though, is it?
Well, I meant when I held this little baby in my arms, instead of a black child, it was a white child. So that was the thing that I didn't anticipate any problems coming up.
Right. And so I guess June got darker as she got older.
Yes.
Yeah.
Norma, when June would spend vacations or you know summers with you, you told friends that she was an adopted daughter, not your birth daughter. Why were you worried about friends finding out the truth? What did you think would happen?
Well, I always handled, after I married Larry, I handled his career. All the business end of it was dependent on me, and I felt that people would not respect me if they knew what the truth was because they just wouldn't. And I hid that because I had to have authority with Larry's agents and his managers and people he was working with and to put him where we wanted him to go career-wise. And I always felt that if they knew the truth about me, I would have been a laughingstock or, you know, something or other.
Have you ever had any regrets about your decision to give June to another couple, or do you feel, looking back, that you really did the right thing?
I think looking, I would do the same thing today, knowing what I know if the times were the same and my situation were the same. I mean, I can't see that I would change it. I cried myself to sleep every night. I loved her. I got shingles. I got sick. I mean, giving her up was the most difficult thing I ever did, but it was for her good and ultimately my good also.
June?
Yeah?
Final thoughts on that?
Final thoughts? One of the larger reasons I wanted to do this doc was because I think that a lot of blacks and a lot of whites in this country are related by blood in ways that they don't like to think about or won't admit. Whites are ashamed to admit it, and blacks feel it's politically incorrect to admit it. And one of the things I'm hoping comes out of this is maybe we can start a discussion about how we really are part of the same family and not just neighbors living on different divides of the fence.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for talking with us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
June Cross's frontline documentary, Secret Daughter, will be shown tomorrow night on most PBS stations. This is Fresh Air.